Once upon a time, a group of teachers were attending an English course. They had been enjoying a lot the English lessons, although they arrived very stressed because of their diary teaching.
At the end of the term, they decided to prepare a Christmas tea instead of the last lesson. Everyone had to bring something to share with the group, and even the teacher, who was an awful cook, prepared an apple cake held by Hosan.
Others, like Kunta, who shared the passion for cooking with the teacher, decided to bring a flask of coffee. At least the diet was saved by Kike, who brought a delicious chocolate mousse flan.
It seemed that nothing special was going to happen. All of them were having fun, talking, eating, drinking, and enjoying the evening just as they expected. Two of the teachers, Sergi and Giuseppe, were talking about the problems they had at the school.
They were worried about how much more they would like to do with their students, although they were extremely hard workers. Little by little, everybody joined the conversation, and all of them agreed with the same ideas. They wanted to teach in English and change the education system, but they found it terribly difficult.
Kike was still very upset because of the conversation with the mother of one of his students. The atmosphere became very sad and pessimistic. Suddenly, the youngest teacher, Teresa, called the attention of the group. "Look at this! What's that? It's gorgeous!" "Yes, it is! It's like a magic ball," Laura said. "If you shake it, the snow will fall down and it will look even better," Lorena added.
One question! Where have you found it? No one has brought it," continued Maria Jose.
Come on, shake it!
Everyone
shake it. Teresa began to shake it, and suddenly the snow started to fall down from the ceiling, covering the whole place. They wiped the steam of the window and...
"Do you see the same as I?" Debbie said. "My God, it's the Big Ben," Roberto replied.
"And we are in the air.
We are in the London Eyes.
"Of course you are. Ho, ho, ho," said Santa Claus.
And in the precisely moment, they began to listen to some carols. "Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon Virgin Mother and Child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace." As you can imagine, the teachers enjoyed Christmas in London, and on New Year's Eve, they sang the famous Auld Lang Syne.
"Auld acquaintance be forgot, and never brought to mind. Should auld acquaintance be forgot, and Auld Lang Syne. Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne."
And all their worries went away.